two chemical companies, and a health store chain in the Northwest are offering one answer for people who think we're using too much plastic. They've created a food container that looks like plastic but is actually made out of corn. If you go to the deli inside a Wild Oats market and ask for a pound of couscous, it may be handed to you in what's called a corn-tainer. Mark Cockcroft is the regional marketing manager for Wild Oats, and he's in one of Portland's Wild Oats markets right now. Mark, welcome.
Thank you.
I understand you have one of these containers in your hand.
I do.
What's it look like?
It looks exactly like any other container. If it didn't have the little sticker that we put on these, you would really have no idea that this was made from corn.
It's clear or opaque?
It is almost perfectly clear, just a slight bit of opaqueness to it, but it looks and functions exactly like plastic.
Can it get wet?
Yeah, I mean, the foods that we put into it, you know, they have dressings on them, et cetera. We do store some marinades and other dressings in them, and they hold up perfectly well.
How do you start with an ear of corn and get to this stuff?
Well, you know, I don't claim to be a scientist, but the basic process, as I understand it, is that they take cornstarch and they run it through a few relatively simple processes, like a fermentation process and, I believe, a distillation process to get what they wind up calling PLA, polylactic acid. And from that, they are able to string those molecules together into forming what we wind up with as a container. Like I said, I'm not a scientist, but I think I pretty much nailed that one.
I guess I never understood how you started with petroleum and got plastic either.
Exactly.
I'm curious about the tolerance on these things. I mean, can you take some, you know, leftover macaroni and throw it in the microwave?
These containers are not microwavable, nor can you put hot foods into them.
What happens when it gets hot?
When it gets hot, we did have somebody who wasn't at our meeting when we told folks you couldn't put hot foods in it, and they scooped some hot, it was macaroni and cheese, into it, and the product basically disappears. It's quite interesting, and there was one surprised employee.
And it's just macaroni and cheese and corn, then. It's just
exactly. The employee was quite surprised, and thankfully they weren't hurt, and everybody was okay.
It just goes away? There's no residue or anything?
There really wasn't much of a residue. It just kind of disappeared, if you will.
Gosh.
And I haven't tried microwaving it yet, but I understand that you can't. It will start to kind of change its shape and lose its functionality.
Mark Cockcroft is the regional marketing manager for Wild Oats Markets, and he joined us from inside a busy store there in Southeast Portland. Mark, thanks very much.
Thanks. Nice talking with you.